Dreamscape presents Caterpillar Summer by Gillian McDunn. Narrated by Cassandra Morris. Part 1. End and Begin. You and me and you, will always be together. Caterpillar in Caterpillar and Chicken, the Great Bubblegum Pancake. Chapter 1. Cat always kept her brother in the back of her mind, except for the times he was at the front of it. She might be multiplying fractions in her head while her brain quietly asked, "Did you cut the tag out of Chicken's shirt?" She might be studying plants of the tundra biome when her mind questioned whether his teacher was calling him Henry, which he hated. She might be scooping mashed potatoes on her tray when she wondered, "Will he be the only first grader left behind at the aquarium?" On a good day, Chicken liked to wander. On a bad day, Chicken would bolt. But no matter what, Cat loved him as wide as the Golden Gate Bridge, as deep as the sea floor, and as fierce as a shark bite. The last day of fifth grade, Cat was on alert. Usually, the last day of school was messy, noisy, and busy, the kind of day that could easily be too much for Chicken. When he got upset, he couldn't always calm himself. He got more and more tangled up until he overflowed, and every feeling came rushing out. Mom called it a meltdown, but to Cat, it was tight and sharp. It was the opposite of melting. When the dismissal bell rang, Cat slid her backpack to her shoulder and hustled.